And welcome back. You are listening to Radio RMN. This is Raylan Allen. I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com. Go over there, check out our reading room for the latest headlines from our Rumor Mill News agents all around the world. I'm talking with Ken Welsh of Ken-Welsh.com. And we've been talking about some of the things that he is seeing coming before the end of the year. And right at the moment, we're talking about things that you can do that will lessen your chances of the flu. And you said the worst place to go is a public restroom. We just had a librarian call in and tell us all to stay away from the libraries.
Well, that's true. You actually want to stay away from any place that other people go, and that means pretty much everywhere. You're going to stay home if you possibly can. But think about this, okay? You're going to go out and buy groceries probably if you have stocked up.
That's right.
And if your supermarket is still open, I expect a lot of disruption to business during this time. If your supermarket is still open, then you're going to be bringing home packaged goods that have been touched by somebody. And if you go to the mailbox, you're going to be bringing in letters that have been touched by someone.
That's right.
So anything that comes in your door is going to have to be disinfected in some way. Mm. Now, the mist with alcohol would be good if you don't want to destroy it by getting it too wet. Okay. Also, people don't realize that hydrogen peroxide is a virus killer of great renown. And you can wash anything with hydrogen peroxide, and after it sits there for a couple of minutes, you're done. It's clean. No problems there. And this would include, I would think, vegetables and so forth. We're having a hard time on that one, on vegetables, trying to figure out what you can do that really would do the trick on a surface that may not be smooth, and that you can have enough of it to last for weeks or maybe 6 weeks or more.
Does a virus survive in the freezers at department stores or in our freezers?
That's an excellent point, Ray, and a virus should not survive a trip to the freezer. They all have temperature limits that they can live in.
But now we wonder, that 1918 that was dug up, it was dug up from a frozen graveyard in Alaska.
It was not alive.
It wasn't alive. Okay.
No, they didn't get a live one. They had to use this new fancy gene sequencing stuff, I don't know too much about it. They're able to reconstruct DNA now from scratch if they have the right DNA diagram, and they were able to get the diagram, but they couldn't get a living organism. So they were able to actually rebuild the 1918 virus from scratch, and were quite happy about it.
Wow.
It was sent it out in a news release. To me, that would be a capital offense, but we don't live in a perfect world, so there it is. you might also consider, when you're talking about temperature, if you bring in some vegetables and stuff, if you've got one of these steam cleaners, just blast the whole thing with steam. And remember, you're not probably eating the outside of that vegetable anyway, or a fruit or something. Often you may peel that away, but I think I'm guessing that a good blast of steam would take care of any virus on that surface as well. But let's take a look now at what might you do if you discover that, try as you might, you or a loved one has come down with the killer virus. They've awakened, called to you said they're too weak to get out of bed. Lips are turning blue.
Right.
You are now in an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no point in calling anybody. They're just going to take these people off to some holding area and let them live or die on their own.
Right.
They have not been told of any treatment they can use. So, you know, no point in calling someone. This is now your problem and your chance to shine if you're prepared. Now, we have a number of possibilities, and I'm going to tell you about one. And remember, I'm not allowed to tell you this. I'm not a doctor. It's probably illegal for me to tell you what to do in any way, shape, or form involving health. We don't have health freedom in this country. So I'm going to tell you what I am prepared to do in this situation. Now, I learned about 2 or 3 years ago that there is an outfit out on the West Coast, a medical company, that works. They provide treatment plans for different things, and it turns out that they sell treatment plans. You know, the hospital like licensed the plan, and a bunch of their treatment plans have to do with dealing with the cytokine storm. And that's the thing that is at this very moment suffocating your loved one or perhaps yourself. And what they are using to cut off the cytokine storm is an older blood pressure medication. And it is called, an ACE inhibitor. ACE is all capital letters, A-C-E. It stands for, I don't know, whatever chemical thing it is that this thing blocks. Okay, you wanted to cut down a person's blood pressure, so you cut down where the chemical signal is working in the body that says boost the blood pressure. You go to that place and you inhibit that with an ACE inhibitor. Does that make sense, Ray?
Well, yes, it does, but...
Okay. As it turns out, the same chemical that causes blood pressure to rise when you're sending what's actually a false signal to the body, the same chemical is involved with sparking the cytokine storm. So if you could...
Where would we get such a thing? It has to come by prescription.
Right. We don't have health freedom here, so you may have to go overseas. But first thing is to check to see if anybody in your family is still taking one of these medications.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you how you recognize the name.
Okay.
ACE inhibitors all have the generic name that ends in the word prill. That's Papa, Romeo, India, Lima, okay, P-R-I-L. So, in fact, the generic names for these medications, let me give you a bunch of them. Captopril, Benazepril, Ramipril, Perindopril, Quinapril, and so forth. They all end in pril. Now, the brand names for these were Capitin, Lotensin, Vasotec, Prinivil, Zestril, Monopril, something that looks like Altase, Acione, Acupril, Univasc, and Mavic. Okay, so ACE inhibitors, all the generic name always ends in pril, and then you've got brand names that may tell you something or not. One of these pills will stop, I'm told, will stop the cytokine storm in its tracks.
Wow.
Okay. You're talking 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that? Okay, that's time enough to save somebody's life, believe me. Now, that's what I looked around. I didn't have any relatives that were taking these where they could, you know, hide some away or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually went out on the web. I looked for overseas firms that where they're a little bit more free, have more freedom, and where I could order some of these pills in. And I found one outfit. I won't try to give you the name on the radio. We'll put it in this document we're putting together.
Okay.
These were people that, sure enough, it's expensive. You may pay $60 for if you wanted to get the most of them you can.
I just got an email, and I think that I'd like to inject it right now.
Do so.
You can go to a site called cytokinestorm.com. It appears to be put out by a doctor, and she says ACE inhibitors and angiotensin 2 receptor blockers, ARBs, have proven to be beneficial in treating the cytokine storm, the major cause of lethality in bird flu. And then she gives you a link where you can read about more information on ACE inhibitors and bird flu in an actual book that has been written on it. Can you believe that?
Oh, magnificent. I am so happy that somebody else has this information and is trying to get it out. This is just fabulous.
Okay. Again,
the problem, of course, is still how to get it.
Let me spell it for you. cytokinestorm.com. Yeah, where do you get it? I mean, you go to a doctor and say, hey, I've got high blood pressure. Give me some ACE inhibitors.
The other one, the angiotensin 2 receptor blockers, ARBs.
Right.
Okay. That, remember, on the first set of blood pressure medications, we were trying to stop the little chemical signal that goes out to cause the storm. Okay, you can go to what they call the receptor where that chemical is coming in and block the receptor there at the receiving end. That's what this name is talking about, receptor blocker, okay, angiotensin 2 receptor blocker. So, now, I went for the first one. I said I want to block it at its source. But apparently, the second family of blood pressure medication is appropriate. All the generic names on that end with S-A-R-T-A-N, Sartan, Candesartan, Eprosartan, Erbisartan, so forth. Now, that's the generic name. Commercial names are like Micardis, Diovan, Avapro, and there's a couple others. But likely your doctor has been told to move on to newer families of blood pressure drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he may not want to give you these older ones, or he may not even know about them. A lot of times they get rid of these drugs just by removing them from the doctor's reference material. You've heard of the PDR, Physician's Desk Reference. That's where he goes to look to see what drug to prescribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may find some of these just aren't in there anymore. But this is the secret to stopping the cytokine storm. And it's so that's what I plan to use for myself. I couldn't give your listeners medical advice. Now, where did I go? I went to an outfit called Easy.MD. And this is, if I can find them, www.easy.MD. I don't know what kind of suffix MD is, but they got a good name.
No, that's just amazing.
I've actually dealt with two of these outfits. One was in India somewhere. Now this is a couple of years ago. Okay, I got all my stuff. I don't really need to get more, so I haven't tried them lately. you're kind of on your own on this. These people were honest. They got me the medications I wanted in about 2 weeks. One of them actually gave me a prescription in the package from some doctor in Puerto Rico or something like that, because they wanted to make sure that there was a prescription in the package. Others don't care. Some of them do care. You're going to have to just keep looking for one that doesn't need a prescription, because
this is a mail order house, is what you're saying? Because I'm trying to find EZMD and I can't find it.
www.easy.
Oh, easy.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem with speaking. Easy, like easy does it. Okay, easy.md, like Mike Dog.
Right.
Did you find a website?
There it is. I now found it.
Okay, now, see, you can use their search mechanism for some of these names,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find that there's a bunch of sites out there. Sometimes you say, well, hell, these guys are 2,000 miles away. I don't know if I trust them. Well, it's time to get on the ball and do something. So I could just say read carefully. It's been 2 years since I dealt
now,
with
when
these
you
people.
Ordered, when you ordered yours, what milligram did you use them in, order them in?
Oh, just the smallest one. You're not trying to control your blood pressure. You're just trying to get this compound into your system and turn off that signal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was explained to me. So, just whatever smaller dose is fine. And asking around, I found that, yeah, well, okay, if you didn't get it all the first time, maybe 12 hours later, you could try one more.
Okay.
But you don't want to affect the people's actual blood pressure. That would kind of put them in a little bit of danger there. So I was told that if I couldn't do it with two, then I better look for some other method. But it's expected, very much expected, that this will take care of the cytokine storm. You'll find the person being able to breathe easier. They'll start to get a little bit stronger. And then you're going to want to get that virus out of their gut. Okay, we're looking at things like a big slug of colloidal silver. I'm talking half a cup here, people, not a teaspoon.
Right.
Okay, big slug of colloidal silver. And there is an interesting remedy from south of the border. Okay, this is an old-time remedy. I doubt even if the new doctors in Mexico know about it, but it's an old-time remedy for when you really get the flu and you got to do something. And that is a whole bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never thought such a thing.
Pepto-Bismuth is the antiviral ingredient in Pepto-Bismol. And you've got this big slug of pink stuff. You've probably seen it on TV. Down it goes into the gut. Well, it picks up everything. It gets it all glommed up in this great ball of antiviral stuff and just escorts it right on out of the body. Okay, so that's the theory. I haven't tried it. But that's the old-time remedy for really, really serious influenza. And it comes from, like I say, south of the border, where maybe not much else was available.
Yes, that's right.
But if that'll do the trick for you, it's cheap. And it's just a one-shot deal. But you take the whole bottle, and that's, 6 ounces maybe in one of those little bottles. But I've got some on the shelf. If my colloidal silver doesn't work, that's what goes next.
Wow.
And you want to get the stuff out of your body because you don't want it to continue generating this toxin that is causing the reaction in your lungs. So I think we've probably covered that. Again, we're going to put all that information together in a PDF or something that everybody can play with, use to their heart content. I have to keep reminding myself I can't be telling people what's good for them. I just can only say, well, you know, this is what I'm going to do. So otherwise, I can have FDA stormtroopers coming in here. So
all of us could. I mean, that's why I tell people I use the medieval oil. I put it all over my face, my nose, my lips. You can't really put it near your eyes, but it's
well. What's Ray on that? On that oil, the thieves' oil?
Yes.
Okay, the use for that was to soak a handkerchief in it and then put that handkerchief over your nose and mouth so that you breathe through the soaked handkerchief.
Wow.
And you're trying to kill germs, that are coming in your in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it work? I'm not positive, okay? I'd like to have a real mask if I could, but in a pinch, if you had the oil and the handkerchief, go for it.
Right. I'm wondering what these germicidal air filters, have you ever looked into those, the ones who say they actually can take the germs right out of the air?
I have seen the commercials. I don't own one. I have a nice ionizer thing. What does it do? It's it makes ozone. Ozone that is a it has a disinfectant effect. But if you see, somebody is respectable and they have they're telling you they one cycle through their machine takes out 95% of the viruses, and then the next cycle as the air goes through gets the rest or whatever. I go ahead and take them at their word.
Oh,
if you've got them.
There's another thing that Wien, W-E-I-N, air purifiers. Look up W-E-I-N air purifiers. You wear them around the neck. And I thought that I had just written away for the information where we can get some. I'll have to check my email and see if I do have that. It's not an easy... they're not easy to find. At least that was what I discovered.
You'd have to keep all the other air away from your nose and mouth for that to work. I mean, for what you're trying to do here, going to kill viruses and things.
Yeah.
I
don't exactly know how they work, but I know that one of the teachers that I used to work with, she was horribly allergic to everything, and she wore one of them all the time, and she was the one that never got sick. And so,
terrific.
So our, the people that call substitutes always knew that she wouldn't be sick, and so she was the one that got, all the extra substitute hours.
I'll be darned.
That's all I know about it.
Hey, it's moneymaker.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, there is one other thing. There's another drug we're chasing down. I've got some. I'm trying to figure out how to explain it, and we'll get it out in our document. There is a drug that was identified by a university. In fact, a very prominent university and very prominent medical research facility they own in Europe.
That
said, hey, one pill and you won't catch this stuff.
And what is the one pill?
It's I won't even bother trying to say it on the air here and get everybody confused on how it might be spelled. It'll come up. You'll have it in a couple of days,
okay.
And it's available from the same overseas sources.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. We're going to be cut off in just a second, so I just want to give your web address out one more time. It's ken-welch.com, and thank you very much for giving us all of this information.
Thank you, Ray. I really enjoyed it.
Go over there in a couple of days, and he'll have it all up for you. You're listening to Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and...